listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to Verrat Hill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Scheduled for 60 minutes next. It's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
You think it's a joke, but it's real.
You are compelled. If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you're what I'm
talking. Every chance you get,
you
every
minute.
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Yes. It's Monday. Time to get back to work. Yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am none other than your host, V. I'm currently joined by my co-host, Rob.
Hi, folks. You know, it always gets me when you say it's Monday, because I look over my clock. It's 4 a.m. on Tuesday. So it always gets me. Oh, time zones.
Hey, I don't know what you had put here in the chat, but is there something that you need to go over?
No, that's just an amusing song called Bill Gates is a Wanker, and it's got other key players in there dancing around doing silliness. It shows the doctors making fun of the COVID, you know, the big cell when, you know, the hospitals are so full they got time to do dance routines. You guys might enjoy.
Okay.
Now, a document I would like to go over at some point soon will be Trump's executive order that he issued on September 17th, 2018.
That's actually what I'm referring to, because I see something past that, and I'll go ahead and give you a chance to clear that out before we get to the bulk of the show.
Wow, that other thing I... Well, it's an in-depth topic, B. This we're going to need to pour over this order like we poured over that one about defunding the police. People are panicking over the election and, you know, lots of guesses. This is certified, that's certified. Until you read this document, you're not going to understand what has to occur now, because there have been allegations of election fraud. It has to go through a process that basically was spelled out in 2018 about foreign intervention. So as we start to question these computer systems that were counting the votes and the companies involved, it allows this presidential order to be enacted. He basically, the votes have to all report into four agencies, which Trump recently fired the heads of, so he has supposedly loyal people. And this is like a huge dream. This is has to happen. They have to report about the election to the president. It bypasses the FBI and the CIA. This the investigations into the actual election. This report has to be in on the president's desk from these four agencies, no later than 45 days after the election. So basically around halfway through December, we find out. I think it's September 15th is 45 days. So until then, and that report comes in, a lot can happen. This act can be used to, if it exposes what we believe has happened, the election will be firmly shown that Donald Trump, by a huge landslide, won this election, after the diverted votes and all that. So there's a lot of story going on. It's going to be used to push a lot of tension. No matter what, either side is never going to accept this election result. They have achieved division, and the Antifa crybabies, they would never accept an election result unless it was who they wanted to win. They stated that quite plainly. So this is going to be a kicking off point. But they're going to be like, hey, he just did this. He just said to do this. Now, this is from 2018. He set the stage for exactly what we're seeing now to be used to prosecute some deep state players. So I just want people to be aware of this. Go look it up. The presidential executive order from September 17th, 2020, is very important for what's going on today and all the jibber-jabber going back and forth between everybody guessing what's going on. Me, I'm kind of just sitting back eating popcorn, trying to take on board all the information, hope that justice will be served from this finally by this president to the deep state. Or we're looking at his last 2 months in office, the lamest duck there ever was. That's what I wanted to say about that, but it's important information to read through.
Hey, that document one more time is...
I'll see if I can pull it up on my... maybe I can pull it up on the web. I really do want y'all to be able to have a copy of this. I do have the actual document itself. I have a habit of downloading things. This is an executive order. I should have had this prepared, but we were all over the shop, folks. We never know quite what we're going to do till we do it. How was your weekend?
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Typing this in.
Wow. It's been a long, long weekend. I never thought it'd be over. I never thought I'd be saying that about a weekend. But I've got to readjust this desk, this chair. It'll take me like 3 seconds, so I got to mute my mic very quickly, guys.
Boy, they took that off the internet search quick. This is like disappeared off my internet search so quick. I really want people to look into this. If it's disappearing off of Google, go find it. Let's see. I'm going to give it to you the hard way.
Well, that's the best way, the hardcore way.
Wow. Yeah, because I got all these stuff reserved, but we said we were going to talk about music today, and I've just sidetracked to go toward this. Yeah, leave that with me. Let's move on. I don't like dead air while I'm typing over here. Where is Eilish? She wasn't aware she was going to be having to do this every day. She has a life and childs and stuff, but she'll be checking back in with us as she can and stuff. As far as what I understand, I didn't know if she would talk to you or not, but I'll just relay that out there.
I really not to cut you off there, but I really want to get with the main subject matter. I don't know if you guys did your homework. Well, we have one absentee.
You didn't do your homework.
And then we got, then we have one that showed up, and I'm not sure if he did his homework or not.
I read your message this morning when I got up at 3 o'clock that you hadn't done your homework. So I'm just having a laugh. You have to excuse me. I'm calling it. I'm full of myself this morning.
I had a feeling. All right. Well, anyways, without further delay with the show here, let's get into the meat and potatoes here. So, you know, I have to represent the targeted individuals. And being a targeted individual is it's been a crazy ride. And the signs are everywhere. Okay, everything is inundated. Everything's saturated with psychological operations, with the invisible hand that seeks to control. So people have different ways of looking at things from different points in their lives. And from certain, I want to say, statuses in life. Now, we're going to hear from a target individual that nobody knows, okay? It's just a random CI video put up. And there are tons of them. Tons of them. I don't know how YouTube is able to keep it hidden. I mean, the subject crosses over with everything. You would think you would be bumping into this material once every, I don't know, blue moon, but you don't. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and play this clip.
I'm going to talk a little bit about mind control today. It's not something that everyday people really think about. And when they do think about it, they see a tinfoil hat and kind of dismiss it. So, but it's becoming a more prominent part of our reality. And we've got to ask ourselves what we're going to do in the future. We could go to heaven or we could go to hell. So far, humanity has avoided several things that could have caused us to collapse and never be seen again, except by aliens that dig up our bones. But we've worked through it. We'll work through this too. I'm sure by the time I'm an old woman that not lobotomies, but brain surgery will be like braces, you know, just make everybody not so crazy. And yeah, about that, I don't like how they punish us. This gives me a bad impression of the weapons. It doesn't really help me feel like I can trust anything. And it makes me feel like I'm a bad person when I'm just a mentally ill person who needs help. Like Madonna's A Bedtime Story, when you watch it, you know, words have lost their meaning, sentences are useless. Now, I used to like to write, and I still write some, but it's pretty much crap now because of that. But, I mean, did she have to, like, the way she says it, she's like, they don't stand for anything. I was just young, and I'm not the most educated, and I'm not the smartest, so sometimes I think weird things. I call them peasant thoughts. And sometimes, like, Russia uses them to entertain, you know, people, like, saying that they had, like, I don't know, I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, that's really, they're using the psychotronic weapons in a different way. And I hate everyone. Many people are like, Putin's a horrible person and stuff. And you know, Russia's beyond corrupt. I don't think we can talk there. But yeah, the way they do it, you don't feel so offended. Like there's this beautiful woman and she has a gorgeous blue eyes and she's in perfect shape and tan and just beautiful. And she's carrying this bowl of light and she brings it up for everyone, her people, and she helps them be happy and stuff. Now, I see that as being, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, because a lot of people are upset unnecessarily. But, yeah, that isn't kooky. They're not like, oh, you're a terrible person. That's why you get this. And ha, 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 it's so funny. Like, Brooke or whatever her name is. I'll never say your name right. No offense. I doubt, maybe you can say mine. Maybe you can't. My, I'm Kayla. No, my thoughts. Anyway, back to us. I mean, they're making it just the punishment. It's like, wow, what did I do to deserve this? And they did it more than once, and they think it's so funny and stuff. I'm not even going to get into all of it. And you know what made me feel really good is one of my helpers. She saw me in the Madonna video, the work bitch. Yes, I really am there at 204. I think that's where it is around. I'm that person who turns into dust. It just shows my head and one of my eyes. But I just think it's kind of stupid. And yeah, just kind of my ranting. I really just want to go hide in that house until they're done doing this dark age thing. And then I'll come back out. I'm not saying that I am a perfect person or anything, and I could change and be better, and I'm working on it. But I don't understand the strategy of these weapons or what they're thinking or if they're really going to help us, if all they're going to do is punish us or put us into, like, the video Nothing Really Matters, be little robots hooked up to a machine. I don't know. Is that cheaper? Is food cheaper than gas? I don't know. Or whatever you would fuel a robot with. Solar power, I mean, honestly, it would probably be cheaper. But these people just are kooky, and I know there are a lot of horrible people in the world, and there are a lot of good people, too. And so far, the good people have won, and we've survived to be 7 billion, and you can't get to them all. I don't know if I've ever talked about this before, but I think that we need to have some place where you can confess that you have problems, and then they can adjust your brain then, and then you do it together, and nobody's offended. Like, I really didn't like the sex aspect of it either. It just made me feel like I was worthless and stuff. And I mean, they do that. Like, I think I've explained in other videos, they trash you out and they say, aha, nobody cares. Locke has been raped. And it's really offensive. Like with Marilyn Manson and stuff, I just, all these people, I'm not name dropping. They've come and gone. And yeah, I just go hide. And watch that beautiful woman in the Russian video. Lady, you are beautiful. You're like the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I'm not a lesbian. I'm not hitting on you. I'm just saying you're very pretty.
Let's stop it right there. All right. So, yeah. Okay, so we have Rob's first reaction.
Yeah, I'm not a lesbian either. I just eat in the same restaurant. I can't resist.
Well, you know, if we can't have a little fun, what's it all for?
I'm going to laugh because it's a horrendous topic. You know, the subliminals done on us by the music industries for decades now. Decades. You know, you ever have a radio station you was listening to as a kid and some news flash would come on, they'll go, after it's over, they go, and now back to your regularly scheduled programming, you know, to tell you outright, they prepare your mind for it even with those words. And now for more programming.
Absolutely. When I was first training at my first radio station, my supervisor said without any uncertainty that I am to become a programmer. This is programming. Everything you do to the board, to everything you say, to the people that you reach, it is programming.
You're now, deprogramming people now, though. You know, we deprogram.
I'm debriefing. Absolutely. I have to reverse the narrative. What does Lumetard say from Aleister Crowley? Speak backwards and you can control a person. So
yeah, a lot of magic spells are done with backwards spelling, broadcasting. Think about these words they use for their industry.
Exactly. So we had this young lady speak about, well, at least how she feels about what's happening to her. And we also have some very famous people in the world who have inadvertently or given us as many clues as humanly possible without outright telling us. Now, I'm somewhere in the middle. So I'm hoping to tie all this together for you. We're going to be going through some music. I'm going to be covering the Talking Heads because, well, they're really a group that got targeted hard, and I'll tell you why when we come back from commercial break. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Show is basically targeted individuals, music, and mind control. And I had my set material I was going to come on with, but my co-host, not coming with his homework, actually has some extra credit work, and he's prepared to lay it out. So I'm going to take the opportunity to become the student and listen to what he has to teach. So I'm going to let him have this whole short segment.
I get the short segment.
Yeah, come on. Yes. Just lay it on me. I love that.
Y'all get a glass of water because you're about to take a double dosage of red pills right now. Right? Here comes a handful of them. This music industry has been designed to move society toward the goals of our oppressors, toward the splitting up of families, towards the dissolution of society, towards protesting and dissent and unhappiness that makes people stand out, and so the government knows who to clamp down on. Now, you were talking about that targeted individual in that clip. I said probably the most famous targeted individual I ever heard openly admit that somebody in the music industry was talking to him directly was Charles Manson from The Family out in California. And he swore the Beatles were talking to him in the White Album. And they were telling him to commit Helter Skelter, which was a race war. But in England, a Helter Skelter is a slide. It's a curly Q slide that you go on and you put your kids on and they slide on it. It's a Helter Skelter. So to give the Beatles a little out on that. But that became termed with Charles Manson's murdering spree of his family. He himself did not murder. They got him citing to do it. But he was swearing up and down the Beatles were talking to him. He was getting the subliminals of that album. Now, George Martin, their producer, had big ties with MI5. They didn't have MI6 back then. Right, this was the high up intelligence. This is like the CIA of England, where they developed the mind control programs, and they came up with methods like when quadraphonic sound came out, how they could beam sounds at you of certain frequencies into which hemispheres of the brain that you wanted. They could put it straight at your forehead. They could have it straight in your ears from which side they wanted. You know, look at what Led Zeppelin was doing with their backwards tracking and their subliminals in the background. You know, anybody who's familiar with some of the 60s and early 70s music knows how it was very psychedelic. Well, inside the psychedelics was backwards tracking and all sorts of subliminal mind implantation things. And I was a kid, and we used to spin our record albums backwards. You know, we just put it on a neutral speed, and we could, with our fingers, we weren't scratching the record back then. We would spin it backwards to hear what was being said, and you would hear things being said, like, you know, the Paul McCartney is dead stuff that was like, turn me on, dead man, in Revolution Number 9, if you put it on. And there's so much backwards traction that you would literally need a machine that you could flip, play it backwards and slow things down to actually hear what your implants have been put in your head. It's a very broad topic. I'm very curious to hear what you came up with about the talking heads. You know, we've been so owned. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Pink Floyd or who's not familiar with them, but Richard Wright was a master of frequency control and where to aim it. He had it looked like an old video game toggle set, two big, huge toggle switches, like a video game that he kept near his keyboards, where he actually, in an auditorium, can pick where he wanted the sound to go, from what direction. I know I've been in the very center of their auditoriums with the speakers overhead, and when they make a helicopter go by, you swear to God, that thing has gone by. They got it that good with the sound in your head that even back then in the 1980s when I was seeing these bands, that they had this tech and they were good at employing it. You know, live music is, they do much more. You know, that lady mentioned Marilyn Manson and stuff. Marilyn was definitely put out there to fuel the needs of those that had no hope, of those that could be easily controlled and suicided. Marilyn pushed a lot of that. I've seen him several times. Marilyn Manson, to me, a great entertainer. But that's what I look at. It's entertainment to me. Because I'm kind of aware of the games that go on, V. But some of these concerts, when they go to certain parts of songs, like, for instance, Nick Mars from Motley Crue, when he did his guitar solo, he was using very, very dark tuning of his guitars and the light flashings, mesmerism that can be happened. I'm real curious what you heard about Talking Heads. This is a deep, deep topic, folks. It's not going to be something we can cover in a minute. So I'll let us go to commercial break, and we'll be right back with you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Freak out, yo!
Extremely informative information there, Rob. Now, it's funny that you spoke of some things that were actually declassified either last year or sometime beforehand. And I just think it's really funny that you brought that up. Now, I'm going to try my best to get this article over to our engineer, so he can play the file about this. It's extremely funny. Not in a good way either. The things that we talked about in the past and that have come true, I want people to no longer look at conspiracy theorists or anybody who's woke as a simple hat user. I mean, come on. Come on. Everything's coming true one by one. Everything. Back to back. The Illuminati cards, it actually has in one of the cards, conspiracy theorists, the Illuminati's favorites, because that's where they get all their ideas. It's like, yeah, I bet. But anyways, Mike, if you could cue that up.
Dun, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Where can we go? I'll just yak on a little bit more. Music progressed so vastly as far as the technology of using frequency, using lights, flashing lights, and subliminal images. You know, where do we want? How far do we want to go? I'm not going to even bring into the music television part of it for the visuals or see actually forced to deal with seeing the subliminals, you know, but I'll just go with the basics for to begin with. I'm going to tie the whole thing in for us. We could easily talk about this all week. It's just that vast of a topic. But, you know, then we got into as they honed their synthesizer skills. That's what it is. It's synthesizing sound using springs in such, which create a vibration that is very predictable. And anybody that did any work looking into somatics about the structure of sound itself will be aware that the tuning to 440 hertz frequency rather than 432, which is so 440 is very staticky looking. 432 is a very beautiful flower-like structure. It's very healthy for us. It's a natural Schumann resonance of the universe frequency. So they got us away from that and put us toward their AI scatter, make us feel erratic type feelings we get from listening to music that's tuned away from the Schumann resonance. That's another part of this programming. And you can get into then... As we went into the 1990s, you started seeing mostly music videos were the way they got the impressions and the programming into us. You know, you could get a whole nation doing a silly dance, couldn't you? The achy breaky came along, and Macarenas and various other things that gave a sense of community to the whole world. Everybody's doing this dance at once. You know, they can make people do things like puppets on a string. They could guide your opinion if a song is powerful enough. You know, we are the world. We are, you know, the children donate to Africa, you know, and they get a bunch of people that are supposed to be role models together singing a song and we all go, ain't that great? You know, they could get a lot of results with their music that they want, you know, donate, buy this, you know, or have this attitude. We'll look at rap music with the value of the money, the hoes, the cars, the whole... I'm tough guy, I'm bad, you know it type attitude can be instilled with music. We could get a whole culture of people that are very subversive to the government and the police as we look back through the days of, you know, what was going on down in Death Row Records, the attitude they were pushing out toward values of
police.
Well, after they got tame after that, after Eazy-E sold out, I got listening to it. One memory I have is Two Live Crew, when it came out, that album with Tupac and that, and it was our DA of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He banned the song in public. You were not allowed to have it. I'll never forget, I was working that summer with a glass company. It was putting screens, actually, in the district attorney's house, and you know what song I played on his stereo. In his house, I put that CD in and I went to work. He had a nice setup too.
Nice.
But yeah, they can mold people. That's a little bit of activism in me. It likes to do these little things. Yeah, that's right, Carl Fox. I played Two Live Crew in your house. Neeners. Yeah, we get so aimed. So we went from rap music, and meanwhile, while that's going on, the country music people are getting riled up about wanting to love America. Let's march our kids off to war. I love my, you know, Stockholm Syndrome type lyrics, right?
Number one music in America that, well, people who commit suicide, by study, listen to more country music than any other music by a huge load, by a big margin.
It's a big load, all right. Right in the face of society. I can't help myself when I think about some of the ways I was aimed to behave from some of the music. Some of the bad behavior that I emulated just because I've seen it. You know, if you're a rock star, what's the first thing you want to do? You want to throw a TV off a balcony or something because we're shown this kind of behavior. You know, we want to emulate this. We want the drunken nights, and we're sold the dream of all the debauchery of it. You know, because there is the throwing the money all around. Listen to some of the lyrics now, like Starboy or something. They're smacking women around, and I'm beating you, and I'm putting your head down the table and this and that. And everybody's all singing along like he's some great guy. And I'm like, that's the kind of dude that would beat your mother, you know, when you were a kid. It's not the behavior I want to see instilled in society. They instill behaviors that get you arrested. They get you in the corporation prisons. They make you dependent on the state. They make you dissatisfied with your spouses. So you'll leave home, you know. You could do better than that, yo. He ain't a player, yo. He ain't got no money. You might have a job, and he's watching the kids all day, but they'll make you feel like he ain't doing nothing. Like men would do to women sometimes, act like they ain't got no job because they're watching kids. Quite the opposite. That's probably the hardest job.
I have no problem with stay-at-home dads. I want to be a stay-at-home dad myself one of these days. I would love that. But I love these rants you go on. They're priceless.
I got more twists and turns in a country road. I could talk the ears off a cornfield. But it is a calculated game. When you got the people in the music industry that are actually involved in the intelligence agencies that experiment with mind control, then you know they're going to experiment with mass mind control using the media they have now to whip people into a frenzy. The music's a very powerful thing.
Well, I got to ask Engineer Mike. Board-up Mike, you get that audio clip I sent you? Okay. Well, all right. Let's get that out of the way, and I'll start.
Talking lasers. That beam messages into your head could be here in 5 years, Pentagon says. By Brandon Spector, July 31, 2019. As a part of a military initiative called the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate, JNLWP, the project aims to create laser weapons that can transmit clear snippets of human speech across long distances. To accomplish this task, the weapon uses a principle called the laser-induced plasma effect, which involves firing an incredibly powerful laser to create a ball of plasma, then shooting a second laser to oscillate the plasma, creating sound waves. With enough laser bursts fired at the right frequencies, the plasma vibrations can actually mimic human speech. It sounds like science fiction, but, according to the news site militarytimes.com, a military-ready version of the weapon may be available in as few as 5 years. In a video shared by The Times, an early version of the weapon beams the phrase "stop or we'll be forced to fire upon you" onto a wall several feet away, using only flashing light. This technology will enable military personnel to target specific people with messages or warnings while putting themselves at minimal risk. Pentagon scientists told The Times that they eventually hope to implement a version of the laser that can beam clear messages hundreds of miles away. Such a laser could shoot orders down from an aircraft, command a distant crowd, or disperse or warn trespassers away from military installations, like, say, the soon-to-be stormed Area 51. The talking laser would be primarily a communication tool, The researchers said, however, slight variations could make the weapon useful for more aggressive crowd control. For example, JNLWP scientists are also testing plasma lasers that can burn through clothing to irritate human skin, and lasers that can pulse at frequencies similar to flashbang grenades, a non-lethal grenade that produces a burst of blinding light and an intensely loud sound. According to the Times, a plasma laser ball that generates sound waves at 155 decibels, 85 decibels is the threshold for hearing damage, could serve as a dazzlingly loud, infinitely reusable flashbang. Sounds cool and painful. While the military continues improving these plasma laser grenades, researchers at MIT are working on a more civilian-focused version of the talking laser. That prototypical laser, described in the journal Optics Letters in January, uses a laser beam to wiggle water molecules in the air near the listener's ear, causing calculated molecular collisions that produce sound waves. According to researchers, their lasers could ultimately be used to communicate with specific people across a crowded room, or warn individuals of a dangerous situation. Like, say, someone shining a laser directly at your face.
Yeah, exactly. Someone shining, just imagine that. Someone shining a laser at your face.
Calculated molecular collisions.
Exactly.
Oh my.
Exactly. So, just the science, it's there. It's remote. You're not going to see who's doing it to you. Okay? Now, I want to, once again, I want to go ahead and try to get to the meat and potatoes here. Now, the talking heads, I'm trying to, I'm sorry, my monitor's, my screen's frozen here. And I didn't know exactly just where to even start with it, because I went to go and just get a few songs just to translate, and just like every song I came across, it's like, wow, these guys are really targeted, telling us everything. And just to let you guys know, I came across this knowledge because of, well, my very own targeting, and we covered the NSA Mind Control PSYOP manual, which was actually followed up by a lot more material. Now, that original document cannot be found on the internet. I used to have it on a hard drive somewhere. It's amazing how we lose information. That's why we don't need digital libraries. But anyhow, yeah. So there's some information about an NSA employee that they tested this on. A guy ran out of the NSA building screaming that there's voices in his head, demons in his head. oh, man, so much stuff. Some guy took some people hostage in a bar, complained that the CIA was in his head, demanded to for the police to bring the head of the CIA, and he would let the hostage go because he wanted to talk his way out of it. Okay, so also information about the people in the music industry that were also hit. Now, the Talking Heads, the lead singer is a guy who had Asperger's, or a mild form of autism. Now, I'm starting off with that because, well, that is where the mind control has a good footing. That's why the government put out all these vaccines that cause autism. It reformats the brain from one operating system to another. They know how to operate that autistic brain. The rest of society does not. Okay, so that's the starting point. Now, when you take the name Talking Heads and you put the letters around, you get King's Lead Hat. Talking Heads, King's Lead Hat. That's like, come on, that's amazing. You got the problem and the solution. The mythological solution, lead, we'll work with microwave hearing, radio hearing, but not this ELF scalar wave that they have now. But anyhow, it was said that this band moved around the world so much from trying to get away from the targeting, trying to get away from the voice of the skull. They almost went broke, buying houses around the world. And that is a narrative that targeted visitors go through. They move from place to place thinking they're going to get away from it. Unknowledgeable target individuals, ones that just coming into the situation. And, of course, they lose resources, they lose friends, yada, yada, yada. You've all heard me talk about that before. So, you want to talk about someone who put out the signals. I'm talking about put out the signals. I'm going to start soft here. I'm going to try to go soft and then get more hard, progressively harder with the information. Let's start with... Ooh. It's so many. It's so much information. I just... Okay. We have... Okay, we have Once in a Lifetime. We all know that one. Let's start there. Okay? Lyrics here. You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. You may find yourself living in another part of the world. You may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, asking yourself, well, how did I get here? Okay, we know the song, right? And first off, a shotgun shack. I want to address that terminology, because targeting visuals are pretty much synonymous with not just tinfoil hat, but also false flag shooters, right? You have a shotgun shack, which is urban speak for a really, really small house. It was said that a shack was so small that you could put a shotgun at the front door, pull trigger, and kill everything that was in it from the spray, the pellets. A very small space. So you go from that situation, because that's how targeted visuals feel. Okay? They feel like they're in a very small place and they cannot escape it. And they're dying. They're being hit. They can't dodge it. So you go from a shotgun shack to having everything a man could want. And the song goes on to say, you may ask yourself, how do I work this? You may ask yourself, where is the large automobile? You may ask yourself, this is not my beautiful house. You may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Okay? This is a person going from targeted individual to perp. Now, people, if you don't know the terminology here, you have the targeted and the targeters. The targeters are the perps. Targeters often recruit the targeted. it's about mind control, right? In order for you to get out of your crummy situation, you have to do what they say, and they'll reward you a little bit here, a little bit there. And more and more, as much of your soul as you're willing to part with, they'll make you sell it a little bit at a time until you're completely owned. Now, this song is a really good one. As it ends, same as ever was, same as ever was, okay? Because Into the Blue Again, after the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. And water flowing is a big theme with this band. It's in a lot of their songs, water flowing. Okay? That is a big one. So, okay, there you have it, right? Water dissolving. We have the scenario, and I want people to understand that that's not the only song that actually speaks the story. There's several others, okay, because it's a major thing that happens. So he comes from being targeted to being targeted. He has to do something wrong, okay? He has to go silently into the water, okay? It's kind of creepy when you really think about it. But I want to get to the next song here. How much time do we have? We might have to continue on in the next hour. It's so much information. Let me see if I can find a short one here.
Well, you know, I got a little opinion about the water as well.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I love the Talking Heads, but you almost, when you think about music and what program is going on, you gotta put yourself back at the time when these songs came out. What was going on politically back then? It was the Berlin Wall hadn't fallen. Reaganomics was raging through the world. These type policies, you know, the world's new world order had actually already come out of the president's mouth. So I think of things, you know, I think they have to tell us certain things that are going on in the world so that they think that it'll escape. Water underground could very well be referring to the primary water that's underneath the mantle. It's a supply of water that's not, we're not told about, that would blow the lid off the myth that water is scarce. It could be telling us that. It also could be saying that as you go through life, inside yourself is this river in the water underground. And sometimes you have to go into yourself and float almost in yourself. That video is great. I was doing the chop and move on my arm when you was reading them and all that. It's a very visual band when you watch him. He's spasming and pulsing and almost seizuring, you know, like he's being shocked.
That was going to be my next point. He has a set of hands wrap around his head, okay? And, yes. Oh, wow. Oh. Okay, we're going to have to take a break.
I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.